Jade Goody received the news she had cancer on national television.
I am. I really am.
So for her, it seemed only fitting that she should document her struggle and death from the disease.
Chemotherapy and give you some drug before that just makes you really sleepy.
Robert Music from Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust says the reality TV star did so much to boost awareness.
There were pictures of Jade going to hospital, being treated. You saw what was happening to her. And I suppose the country took Jade to their hearts.
Jade continued filming her struggle right up to her wedding, just weeks before her death.
Jade and Jack and the bridal party, husband and wife.
And her friend, Kate Jackson, says Jade only gave up after the service.
She found me in the crowd and she looked at me and I just knew by the look in her eyes that it was over. And I don't think I ever thought that she was going to die before that point.
Dr. Anne Coxon, Jade's consultant, says the star proved it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Had Jade come to the Royal Marsden 2 months before she did, there is every chance she'd be alive now. There is no time to waste in the diagnosis of cancer, and she paid the price.
In the year after her death, 400,000 extra women were screened for the disease. Her friend Kate probably sums it up best.
Who'd have thought that Jade Goody would end up saving lives? Although knowing Jade, it doesn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me with her. Nothing surprised me with her.
Since her death, that number has dropped, and her friends and family hope this programme will continue to encourage more women to get tested. Their hope is that Jade's legacy lives on for years to come.